here, sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazin' Rewards member. To join and for details, visit blazinrewards.com or download the Blazin' Rewards app.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. Give the garage a heavy-duty decluttering with the Home Depot's HDX 27-gallon tough totes. They're a special buy at just $8.97 each. They're tough enough to handle your heaviest stuff. All of it. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th. Available in store and online while supplies last.
Well, Mountain Home gets the ball to start this final quarter after cutting the Lady Eagles lead back to three. Anna Grace Foreman took the lob pass, and the paint gets the layup. She's now double figures, 10 points. The only person in double figures for either side. Walker takes an inbound pass, throws over to Martin on the left wing. Back up top to Walker. Finds Tabor at the free throw line, gives it to Foreman there in the paint. She puts the layup up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 12 points, and that cuts Bologna's lead back to a single point. 20-19 our score as we are 25 seconds into this final period. Ball goes over to Montgomery, who just checked in between quarters. Up top to Patterson. Over on the right side to Reagan Bates, who also just checked in. Ball back to Montgomery. Now once again to Bates. Over to Patterson. Patterson drills between the circles. Over on the right side now goes to Cash. She gives it to Kelly. Over to Bates in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Martin chases down the rebound. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to take the lead back. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Walker on the right side. Now gives it to Tabor near the right elbow. Back to Walker on the wing. Goes cross courts to Martin on the left side. Gives it to Tabor near the elbow. Over to Walker on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Cash. And back comes Bologna. Just a little strong with that shot. Ball goes to Patterson near the right corner. Back on the wing to Cash. Up top now it goes to Montgomery. Back over to Patterson on the right side. Almost had the ball knocked away from her. Now Patterson has it. She drills towards the left elbow, kicks it out to Montgomery on the wing. Up top now to Cash as the Bologna is going to reset this offense. Now it's on once again in a man-to-man. Cash dribbles toward the free throw line. Now it gives it to Bates. Bates dribbles near the elbow. Now Montgomery has it, throws over on the right wing to Cash. Cash dribbles up between the circles. Now she's heading down towards the paint. Now kicks it out to Montgomery. Her three-pointer will not go. And scramble for the rebound. It looks like a foul is going to be called on Bologna on that rebound. Paige Kelly picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Eagles. Riley Walker is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Hannah Pfeiffer. 6 minutes left to play in this game. Mounts home, gets the ball back, trailing by one, 20-19 our score. Husky takes the inbound pass, gets the ball into the front court. Now throws up top to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer trying to avoid the 5 second count. And she finally gets over to Martin, who has on the left side. Now Martin dribbling toward the free throw line, kicks out to Husky. Husky dribbles toward the left elbow, now goes out to the wing, throws it near the free throw line to Tabor. Has the ball knocked away from her, but she's able to get it back. Now throws over to Pfeiffer, and they're going to reset the offense. 5:25 left in the game. Ball goes to Foreman at the top, over to Martin. Now she gives it to Tabor, back to Martin. Now finds Foreman on the low block. She looked like she was about to turn around for the jumper. Now she's going to draw contact. That was not on the shot. That was on the floor, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline with 5:14 left in the game. Did not catch who they called that foul on. See if I can catch that in a moment. Pfeiffer takes inbound pass, dribbles out to the right corner, tries to put up the three, will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Bologna basketball with 5:08 left in the contest. Reagan Bates checking out of the game. I believe she just got replaced by Beatty. Never did see who they called that foul on, but that was the 13th foul on Bologna, by the way. A little over 5 minutes left to play in this game as the Lady Eagles have the ball leading by one. Ball's with Cash. She's going into the lane. Her layup was blocked by Foreman. Mountain Home comes out with the ball. Here is Husky back the other way going into the lane for the layup. Her shot is blocked, And this time it is Valonia coming up with the basketball. Here's Cash with the ball on the right wing. She's dribbling toward the low block. Now goes back out to the corner. Gives it out on the wing to Montgomery. She'll throw it up top to Beatty, and Valonia's going to set up the offense. Ball goes over to Montgomery on the right wing. Up top now to Beatty. Over to Patterson on the left side. Up top now to Cash. Cash will drill to the left wing. Gives up top to Beatty. Now she will find Patterson in the left corner. Goes cross court to Montgomery on the low block. Her layup is blocked. Ball still loose. They're going to say it was last touch as it goes out of bounds by Mountain Home, and it will be Valonia ball with 4:05 left in the game. Emma Martin's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Riley Walker. Valonia will inbound it once again, leading 20-19. It will be Patterson triggering the inbound pass under the basket. She gets in to Montgomery. Her pass to Kelly was knocked away, but Valonia is able to keep possession. Here is Beatty with it, finding Montgomery in the right corner. Now back to Beatty. Gives it to Kelly on the low block. Now she'll kick it out to Patterson in the left corner. Her three-pointer in. Lauren Patterson with 7 points, and it is a four-point lead for Valonia. And now I'm not sure. I guess a timeout's going to be taken. And we will take it with them. 3:43 left to play in the game. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 23-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Well, Mountain Home coming out of their timeout as they trail 23-19 to Valonia with 3:43 left to play in this game. It became a four-point lead after Lauren Patterson hit that three for the Lady Eagles in the corner. And now an unforced turnover. Walker was trying to throw it to Foreman. Foreman was nowhere in the vicinity, was not even actually looking for the pass as the ball will go out of bounds. Lady Mears checking back into the game for the Lady Eagles as she will replace Hannah Montgomery. This reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside. Tim Tibbs, my producer, back in the studio. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play. Here is Beatty with the ball up at the top. Throws over to Patterson on the right side. Back up top to Beatty. Again, it's a four-point lead for the Lady Eagles. And now foul's going to be called, on Riley Walker. That is Walker's second personal foul, team foul number 5 here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 3:10 left to play in the game as Mears will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. And she gets in to Patterson. Patterson has it on the left side, throws it up top to Mears. Gives it back to Patterson. Patterson drills between the circles. Now she gives it to Mears. Mears has it up top. Now Mears going into the lane, finding Kelly for the jumper there on the low block. Missed it point blank range. Gets her own rebound. Throws it back out to Beatty, and Valonia is going to set this offense back up. 2:43 left to play. Now Patterson is going to be fouled, I believe, by Hannah Pfeiffer. That was the last foul Mountain Home had to give. Hannah Pfeiffer picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Bombers. Mally Tabor's going to check out of the game as she's replaced by Emma Martin. 2:41 left to play in the game as Valonia will inbound it on the far sideline, leading 23-19. Inbound pass goes to Mears on the left wing. Now up top to Patterson. She'll give it to Beatty. Beatty has it on the right wing, gives it there to Patterson. Patterson dribbles up between the circles. Now she will throw it back to Mears. Over to Patterson now, and she's going to be fouled. Now one and one is going to be a shot for the Lady Eagles. They're going to give that foul to Hannah Pfeiffer. That's her second personal foul. That is the seventh team foul. So, again, this is a one-and-one for Lauren Patterson. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far with 7 points. She misses the front end of the one-and-one here, and the rebound is controlled by Walker. She's quickly into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Martin on the left wing. Up top to Walker. 2:15 left to play in the game. It is a four-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Walker throws it up top to Husky. Back over to Walker on the right side. Now she's going to dribble up between the circles. Walker dribbles to the right side now. Throws it up top to Husky. Back over to Walker on the right side. Trying to decide where to go with it. Now Walker finds Martin at the right elbow. Her jumper rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with 4 points. And that cuts Bologna's lead back to 2. 23-21 our score. 1:41 left in the game. Balls with Cash on the right wing. Now she will give it to Beatty. She has it on the right side. Gives it right there back to Cash. Minute and a half left. Cash dribbles near the top. Now goes back to the right side. Now she will throw it to Mears. Mears is dribbling down towards the low block. Now she goes in back toward the elbow. Now back into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. But... or are they going to call it on the floor? Well, either way, free throws are going to be shot. And now I think a warning is just going to be called on Dell Leonard. So that foul is on Peyton Husky, I believe. That is her third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So this is, they are going to call it on the floor, say it a one, give it a 1-1. Beer's first free throw is up and in. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. She does earn the bonus. And she can make it a two-possession game if she gets this next one. 1:16 left to play in this game as the second free throw for Mears is up and good. 25-21. Bologna leading it. Mears is going to check out of the game to be replaced by Hannah Montgomery. Walker takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Pfeiffer, who will walk it into the front court. Pfeiffer throws it to Martin on the right side. Now Martin going into the lane for the layup, partially blocked. Foreman has it. Now she's going to be fouled, and Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline with 1:02 left to play in the game. They're going to get Hannah Montgomery with her first personal foul, team foul number 4 here in the second half. Against the Lady Eagles. Walker takes the inbound pass on the right side, dribbles up to the top, throws over to Husky on the right wing. She's going to pull up. Now gives it to Martin. Martin going in to pull up in the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Beatty, and back comes Bologna. 48 seconds left to play in the game. Bologna gets it to Cash, who crosses the timeline with it. Now she's going to be fouled, and another one. No, I'm sorry. They're going. Bologna's going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them. 41.8 seconds left to play in the game. It is Bologna leading Mountain Home with 25-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Bologna taking their first time out of the game with 41.8 seconds left as they lead Mountain Home 25-21. Mears will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline, gets it into Patterson. Patterson almost has the ball knocked away from her. Ball still loose. Now a jump ball is going to be called, I believe, and it's going to be Bologna's basketball on the possession arrow. Good defense there by Peyton Husky. 36.7 seconds left as Patterson will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline right near the scorer's table. Patterson gets in to Mears. and throws it back to Patterson. And now she's going to be fouled by Anna Grace Foreman, and another one-and-one is coming up for the Lady Eagles. That is Foreman's fourth personal foul, team foul number nine against Mountain Home. So with 32.4 seconds left to play in the game, it will be a one-and-one. Anna Grace Foreman is going to check out as she's replaced by Leah Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore. So again, Lauren Patterson at the line for the 1-1. She's 2-3 so far with 7 points. Misses the front end. Another front end of a 1-1 here. And Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Here is Walker back the other way for the Lady Bombers. 25 seconds left. Walker goes into the paint. Now kicks out to Husky in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball's chased down on the rebound. It will be Mountain Home's basketball on the far sideline, and before they inbound it, Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with them. Exactly 20 seconds left to play. It is Vilnonia up 25-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mountain Home's going to inbound the ball, coming out of the timeout with 20 seconds left, exactly 20 seconds. They trail 25-21. Tabor will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets it cross court to Walker. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Looked good, but the rebound is tipped to Patterson. She's back the other way, kicking out to Beatty. Now 9 seconds left as the ball will go to Kelly. She's going to be fouled with 8.4 seconds left, and that might just about seal the deal for the Lady Eagles. Peyton Husky picks up her fourth personal foul. That does put Vilnonia in the double bonus. So two shots coming up for Paige Kelly. She's one of one from the free throw line so far with 7 points. First free throw here is up and in. Jackson going to check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. Second free throw is up and in. She gets both. She now has 9 points. 27-21, Vilnonia leading it. 6 seconds left as Pfeiffer back the other way. Going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. No good. And scramble for the rebound, but the buzzer is going to sound, and that's the end of this ball game. Mountain Home is going to suffer the six-point loss. Hard-fought battle by Mountain Home, but in the end, it was Vilnonia that came out on top. Our final score, Vilnonia winning tonight 27-21. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to RBS Bank to see what makes it different.
It's a community bank that really reaches out to the customers to make them feel special. I feel special every time I come in here.
They want to be involved in the community and want to be part of the community.
They support our university, our athletic department.
They've told us that they could have a fleet of volunteers there to help this year if we needed.
I see them at a lot of our Hispanic community events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such a big community presence as Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners,